Everyone, welcome to Survivor with Jay, Jack, and Colleen. My name is Jay.
My name is Colleen.
And I'm what happened to Ghost Island.
And welcome to the show. Yeah, that's right.
I guess there was no Ghost Island this week.
We're done with that.
Nope. I guess they figured, Jay, you weren't here last week, but basically that's what we talked about. Why are we having Ghost Island when it doesn't mean anything? And this week they just said, we're not going to have it.
I guess they were like, well, nobody's really reversing a curse, so I guess we're done.
Well, they usually drop the gimmick by, episode 4 or week 4?
No. With the first Blood versus Water, they kept Redemption Island until Tina went back in the 4.
Well, because they had to at that point, because they were keeping these people along until, the end.
But maybe with the merge and the 3 different tribes to show, they decided to not do it this week.
Hey, I was okay with it. I'd rather listen to 10 minutes of Chris talking about how great he is.
Well, it's the best part of every episode when Brooklyn talks
bros
about
out with himself.
Yeah, bros out about how awesome he is.
I won a 10 gold medal playing beach volleyball.
State champion. Also, I'm a model.
Yeah, a model. I know that's going to go against me.
But I'm going to say it anyway.
I mean, I don't want to use the term supermodel, but look at me.
I gotta have another little gripe to say that, I'm not a fan of Bradley, and my wife thinks he's really hot.
I think he's very attractive, and I said so on Twitter, and he liked my tweet.
So
and John Norton agreed with it too, that Bradley was hot, and I'm like, I just don't get it. I don't see it.
Yeah, I don't see it. He's just not. He's just not my type.
After this, I'm gonna go on there and say I disagree that Bradley's hot. And see if he likes my.
Well,
tweet.
I mean, at the end of the day, he likes my wife's tweet saying that he's hot. So fine, whatever. If my wife's happy, I'm happy. I guess
he seems like he has a better personality on Twitter than he does on the show.
Well, he's definitely been less annoying the past couple of weeks. He had that one bad episode, I think. So Bradley, I'm just saying, I'm sorry that I thought you were uncool. My wife likes you, so there, you can have that.
Bradley, I'm still on the side that you're not cool.
But
you're probably the nicest guy in the world, I said,
We had a shakeup, and it netted us still pretty pedestrian tribal council, but there's still a lot to talk about, as well as did John net me any wins here on his picks last week?
I don't think any of us got any wins.
I didn't.
Oh, Jack did.
I had James.
You had James. So, Jack, there you go.
Oh my God! Is this the first time somebody has a point on the board?
And I was rooting for James to stay at this point.
But, oh, and you did lose Stephanie, and you switched to Laurel. Okay.
Yeah. Yes, Laurel. I was trying to do your accent.
Laurel.
Anywho, let's jump into this episode. Hopefully everybody had a great week. I had a great birthday yesterday. And excited to be back here talking about the show that everybody loves to talk about. So Colleen, kick it away.
All right. Survivor Season 36, Episode 6, Fate is the Homie.
Is that what the title is?
I copied it from Sherry, who puts it in our Facebook group every week. And, I didn't even really occur to me that perhaps I should check on it. So I'm just going to keep it on that being
I never know what the title is, so I'll go with
whatever.
I mean,
it's always fun. It's especially
sometimes it's kind of lame.
Sometimes
kinda
it
like,
is.
We're here to win.
But there's
$1 million night.
There's like an office with like 10 people in it. It's like, crap, we got nothing. We got to win. That's good enough. Just throw it on.
What's going to get us sued the least? Yeah.
But yeah.
So we start off day 15. Tribal swap. So our CBS app, if there was a scene before that, we didn't see it. It froze for a little bit, but that's okay.
They start off right walking in from the beach.
Okay, fantastic. So
what was in the preview
anything
for last week? Can we just ask? Can I just ask this? Like them, the past for a while, a few seasons now, we know the tribe swap's coming because they do it in like the preview for the next week. Do we like this, or is this too spoilery?
What, that we see a tribe swap coming?
Yeah,
I'm fine with it. I don't care.
It takes away a bit of the surprise.
If you're going to have it at the beginning, maybe have it at the end of the episode. And then it goes to the next week. I mean, that
yeah,
way you
but
go.
Then it's just
no,
like
but
they never do
the
that.
You want the drama right away. You want the immediate gratification of the tribe
well,
swap.
I'm just saying,
I know,
I
was on pins and needles waiting
but,
for the.
Yeah, to me,
well,
it's
that's
like,
why
oh,
they don't
I know
do
it's
it
coming.
In the episode before because there's no.
Yeah, but I'm saying if you, I mean, it is what it is.
Whatever.
But I just think there might be something to say that you know, maybe don't. You know,
again, I say go back to making it a challenge type thing that you. You can. There's some strategy behind picking your tribe instead of just a random swap where someone gets screwed.
I'm fine with. I'm fine when it goes to the three. The first swap, I think. I'm fine with a double swap, like you know, a couple weeks apart, because then it keeps shaking it up. I'm fine with that.
I don't mind the swaps, but I'd rather it be like a challenge type thing, where I use the analogy like when you play pickup basketball, you first five that make it. We're on the same team, and you go, I don't want to be on that guy's team. So you purposely mess the shot.
But then you're stacking it with, you know, stronger people.
Well, then that's up to the other people to be smart enough to go, okay, when do I go out? Oh, this strong guy went out. Okay, I'm out too. Or your alliance. There'd be some strategy
yeah,
behind it.
Yeah, but then
it.
We would all be but the strategy would be to keep the strong people, and then we would all be complaining
no,
that
it
the strong
would be,
people
the
are stra- staying.
The strategy would be, for me would be keeping my alliance. And then if I'm on the bottom of the totem pole, then I go, okay, wait, I can hop on there because it just to
so
me.
They promise people that only if you did it by like challenge, it would be the people that were good at the challenge would have the advantage versus if you make it random, then nobody has the advantage. It's
but you're missing my point.
What's your point?
Your point is you could be the strongest, but do you want to be on the four strongest people if you have no alliance with them? No, you want to jump out. Pick something that has some strategy other than just some random pick.
I'm fine with strategy. I don't like it being a challenge. Then you're gonna because it. You see it every single season. The strong people kind of bro out together. So that's just. I mean, I think that's not as engaging.
I'm talking about a swap where if my alliance is with the four weakest players, I'm gonna want to stay with the four weakest players. I'm not gonna want to go to the four strong players where I might not have an alliance.
Well, then
with
you
them.
Have to like actually tip your hand and say these are your alliance members that early on, which is
well, that's part of the game.
I mean, I don't care so much about the randomness of it. It's not as bad as what's his name last season finding the idol like
oh,
7 weeks in a row.
Yeah.
That seems a little more heavy-handed. I'm okay with the randomness because it's at least it's fair. It's fair to everybody. Everybody has a chance of getting screwed, so I'm okay with that. but I see your point, Jack. That there is opportunity to.
I'm not saying
spice that, it up a little bit.
Mix it. Just yeah. Make it a little more interesting, but yeah. Other than if you're gonna have a swap, like you said, a teaser preview, no big deal. They're gonna pull the thing out. Somebody's gonna get screwed, and that person's gonna go home. So
well, yeah, they're gonna make that's just the storytelling. That's kind of like when you watch Love It or List It without fail. Every time Hillary's team is gonna find something that's wrong with the house, and they have to make a decision.
I'm
and
sorry,
David's
that new
team
kitchen
is gonna find something.
Gone.
Yeah, it's just part of the storytelling format.
But at least they have a choice. Do I want to take the new bathroom or do I want the kitchen? here, I have no choice. I'm on the crappy tribe.
If
I'm on the bottom,
list it,
and
I
voted out.
Always take the kitchen.
Yeah, if you're going to list it, take the kitchen.
But if you're going to stay, take
you
the
you know,
bathroom.
I wonder if there's a trend in Love It or List It. If they choose like the kitchen, they have a stronger chance of listing it. Because I feel like if I would be tipping my hand there to say, well, the kitchen's going to be my biggest resale value, kitchen and bathroom. So,
bathroom's less expensive to change, so you might as well go with the kitchen.
Well, it depends on what you do.
Like
in
the future.
That's true, yeah. Because there's one house we really liked in North Hills, but the master bathroom is like old school, tiny.
No, no, no. Oh, yeah, that's right.
And that was one of the few.
That was one of the things that
digs we had against it.
It was like an eighth of the size of the room that we're sitting in.
It was just
right
like
now.
Classic, you know, homes in the 60s and 70s.
Yeah, it was like my grandparents' bathroom, which
yeah,
is like a
like,
closet.
You know, yeah.
Like it was the same size as their closet, yes.
Anyway, we digress.
Well, so it's like our house here wasn't designed right. The kitchen's eh, and the bathroom's like eh. Anyway.
Early 2000s.
Maybe your house is just like eh. I'm just kidding. It's not. It's a very nice house.
Well, but if you're going to resell it, it's like, how can you make this kitchen better? How can you make the master bathroom better? You really can't.
Yeah,
other
we,
than taking out the linen closet and making a shower.
You know what, Jack?
Bathtub.
You should go on Love It or List It. I think this
oh
is a
my
great
God.
Opportunity.
That's right, because David and
Hillary, they
do the show here now.
So there's a chance.
I think there's some rule about having two bald people on the same show.
I don't think so.
No, this is the late 2010s. Is it 2010s? Do we call it 2010s?
Wait, the teens? The aughts.
Because I think it's the teens, right?
Yeah, the teens.
The aughts are the zeros. Yeah.
The best part about that show is
off of Survivor. We got to get
the best part about that show is that long pause. Dun dun dun. They go. Well, they keep looking at each other, and then they decide what house.
That's kind of like we're gonna best part of. Yeah.
List it.
And I always go, I can't believe they list it. I can't.
But here's the crazy part. This is like maybe inside baseball. They film both reactions. They say they film the list it and they film we're going to keep it. And then the producers just decide which one's a better story.
Yes, because when they did that first season in Raleigh, I went online and I searched and found, because I'm a crazy person, almost every single house that was featured on Love It or List It in the Raleigh-Durham-Chapel Hill area. And
wife is crazy.
I am. But you know, if you're going to put your name out there and it's going to be public record in Wake County and Durham County, I'm going to find it.
Do you
and
work
I
for
did.
Facebook?
I work for Cambridge.
if you don't, you'd be great there, I think. You'd be really good.
I mean, I got a lot of time and I'm real good on the Googles. But no, I found a
so
lot
everyone
of them.
That's everyone that's following friends with Colleen on Facebook just defriended her, unfriended her,
because I know where you live.
Colleen's calling your data not for selling anything. She's just curious.
I'm just nosy.
All right,
I want to see what your bathroom and your kitchen look like.
let's get back to the show. I'm sorry, I started this digression. I apologize.
It's
Colleen.
Okay. It's okay.
Let's go back to minute one of this episode.
Minute one, 10 minutes in. Michael says that this swap is his saving grace. It's the bright light at the end of the tunnel for him and Jenna, to which I'm like, Jenna, who's that? James says
there's still a few people on this season. I'm like, oh, okay.
It was
wait, that's Chelsea? I thought that was a different one.
Yeah, I was like, yeah, that's what I was like, wait, Libby? Who's Libby? There's a Libby on this season? Chelsea has that color hair? These are all things, words that came out of my mouth this episode. James says it's now a race to the merge and beyond. Ooh, sorry, James. Going from two tribes to three. And on each tribe, there's three original Naviti and two original Malolos.
Can we say that James finally sank?
Aww.
It's a little. Anyways, let's move on. Wait, I think it was Jeff was saying, he's a good athlete, or I don't know who was saying it, but I was like, is he though? Did you see him?
On land.
I don't know.
So we have the purple tribe, and that's Dom, Donathan, Libby. Again, I was like, who is that? Chelsea and Bradley, my hottie. Hashtag Bradley, my hottie. I'm not even going for the rhyme this season.
I guess.
Because what could it be?
Hashtag overrated.
Hashtag you're wrong. Hashtag Brad for me. Blasphemy, get it?
Huh? Well, next week when Brad says, I don't want to tell people I'm a model.
The green team is Seabass, Wendell, Laurel.
Laurel!
Jenna. Again, who? And Brooklyn. And then the orange team is Michael, Kellen, Desiree, Angela, and James. The new team was the green team, and that was Yanua. Day 15, or we just go over there. Something about a perfect shell that they're all talking about, and it was like, this is very exciting television.
It was alive when he found it.
It was pretty cool looking.
And then it was dead, and Wendell carried it around for him. How cool is that?
Whoa. Cool, dude. We have cool shell in our house now from Aunt Cindy.
We do. Very nice abalone set.
Is it one of those healthy shells that it sends off that makes you feel better?
No, it's just pretty.
No, that's my...
That's that rock thing you have.
Yes. That's my Himalayan rock, and it's amazing.
When I go over there, I feel worse afterwards. So I think I need to stay away from the Himalaya rock.
That's because you have Zach. He is a force that overrules all other forces of nature in this home.
Ain't that true?
Then we have Brooklyn going on like this whole Hold on. That wasn't when he did that. Apologies. So he's athletic. They're talking about how... Oh, yeah, this is him. He's athletic and charismatic, and he's got a target on his back, and he's a model, and oh, my God, guys, but he's not as hot as Bradley, my boo. So there's that. Laurel wants to keep him around as a competitor, but Jenna is, like, so over him. We go to Malolo. Desiree wants to know if Angela is on her side or if she's on Team James now. Angela takes issue with being screwed from that vote a couple weeks ago. It makes Michael happy that she could be somebody to work with.
Can I just say something? Yeah. In this picture, the CBS page where they have all the survivors, Angela's smiling here. I don't think we've ever seen her smile.
Oh, poor Angela.
Listen, Angela's had a rough second half of her life.
Her kids her husband left her. Did she kill her husband too? I don't.
No, no.
I don't know. This is the third straight week somebody has told said they were going through divorce.
Yeah,
I know. This is a very.
But she didn't do it on Ghost Island, so it doesn't count.
Wait, Stephanie's getting divorced.
Stephanie talked about it last week.
She's divorced.
She's a single mom.
Stephanie, yeah. Sup? How are you doing?
Well, so is Killer.
Stephanie is your destiny.
This
is
season,
your destiny.
she's my girl. Well, actually, no. Who? It was the other Stephanie. The first Stephanie out was.
It was.
You were into her too. Rodriguez Gonzalez.
Gonzalez. Yeah. Yeah. I liked her, and she's gone. But all the women I love get sent home, so it doesn't matter.
Anyways, Gonzalez and Stephanie aside, the Stephanies aside, Navidi Day 15, Chelsea feels like home with coffee. I would also feel like home with coffee. So I had this rare bonding moment with this chick that I probably still couldn't identify. Dom is relieved to not have Chris on his tail, and he can let his hair down now. It feels safe with Donathan around.
Anyone think Chris was being Dominic was talking too much again?
I feel like at this point that's just what they expect from him, and we didn't get any kind of confessional of people being like, he's so annoying this True. Time, so I feel like perhaps he's safe for now.
All right.
But he feels safe with Donathan around, thinks that Libby is the devil in an angel's body and has to go. And again, like... Okay.
yeah, that seemed out of left field a little bit.
A little bit.
He did say he's talked to her and she doesn't give any information. So I get what he's saying. She can't be trusted.
I guess.
I guess, but not everybody has loose lips, Dom. Sometimes people, you know, keep
sink ships.
All the damn time. That's a Taylor Swift lyric. I'm sorry I just did that. Bradley, my hottie, thinks that she's the strategically better option to go with.
Oh, hottie, my hottie.
Day 17. It's a blindfold challenge, and it is like blindfold the whole time.
Can we say that I know we've talked about this before. It's probably the funniest challenge to watch, but it's also you feel bad for laughing because people are smashing.
It was not as bad as... I mean, I know we've seen ones where people have gotten, like, stitches or whatever before, like that one in America, blue collar, white collar, red collar, whatever it was.
When Des was screaming, follow my voice, I would have said, no, I'm going the other way. Your voice is annoying. I got to go the other way.
She did have a good scream, and that's kind of probably what I would sound like, so...
I always say, wouldn't it be better to have like a number system, like one is left, two is right, three is straight.
Yeah, but you have to like come up with a number system and then explain
it. Remember
it
too,
because like,
you don't know it's a blindfold challenge until you get there.
No, you have time to say, okay, one's going to be left, two's going to be right, three, because everyone's screaming, you can't understand what's going on, right?
No, one, I mean, I get it. I definitely get it.
How long would it take you to say, okay, guys, what about this strategy? One, two, three.
But I think you'd have to almost prep for it beforehand. Like, hey, we're probably going to do a blindfold challenge at some point. Do you guys want to practice that?
Yeah,
you could do that.
You could do something like
Nothing
that.
Nothing is
yeah.
going to beat Spencer getting hit in the private area when that one that, what's his name? Varner was screaming.
Was it Libby got smacked in the, she hit her face, right? And so did
Libby got hit
Chelsea.
In the face.
Chelsea hit her
in the face.
Yeah,
and I don't know what Donathan was doing. Spinning. He was spinning whoever was with him.
Yeah. I will say that for as much as you look at them and think like, ooh, that's going to really hurt and like cringe, they do give some good entertainment. But even the puzzle was blindfolded, which I thought was actually...
I thought that was a nice twist.
Yeah.
Have they done that yet? If not, it's not a common place.
Well, that was the tactic. Key to the game, because you have to be calm and not screaming.
Yeah.
And you could tell the two people that were calm and just telling them how to do it instead of screaming at them.
Yeah. Well, I don't know. Wendell wasn't like that great either.
But he ended up winning, so
they did end up winning. But he was your
other left.
Yeah,
but they did finish it.
They did. So kudos
first.
And
he had blown it terribly. He forgot the third puzzle piece,
which I was like, you just quit, hitting on my window like that, man. He's a good guy.
Yeah.
Anyways, so Malolo is going back to tribal again, and Michael is upset because he's going back for his fifth out of six tribals.
Airtime.
Sucks to be him.
It's airtime.
Yeah, that's very true.
Yeah, it's true.
He's like the Malcolm of this season.
Yeah.
Because he and Denise went to every tribal, right?
Oh, yeah, that's right. They did. And Denise ended up winning.
Oh, that's right. Malcolm didn't go to every tribal. He didn't go to the last one.
Oh.
Ouch.
Malcolm, I didn't say that, just so you know, if you're listening.
Yeah, Malcolm. We don't kick you to the curb for a guy like Bradley.
Two out of three of the Survivor, Jay, Jack, and Colleen. We love you, Malcolm. I can't speak for all three of us.
You have much better hair than Bradley.
Way better hair than Bradley.
You got a better personality.
Better eyes.
Than Bradley too.
Better personality.
You're the better Survivor, Malcolm.
Well, we don't know yet. I mean, what if Bradley wins the whole season? We don't know.
We've seen people that don't deserve to win it before.
Stop it. If you're there and you get voted, you deserve to win.
Sure.
Sure.
Because it's all about getting people to
listen,
like you.
Listen, we can trace the downfall of Survivor to Michelle winning, so it's fine.
Oh, stop it. That's awful.
When we look back one day when the show is off, if
Jeff could take Survivor back in time, they'd eliminate that season.
He hates that season. He does, you could tell. But you know what? Millennials versus Gen X was after that, and we had a lot of fun with that one.
Yeah, it was fun, but it wasn't like a great season.
Again, you gotta get rid of that season.
Yeah, it's true. It's one regret.
Yeah.
If that would have been the first season of Survivor, we wouldn't be doing a podcast
all right
now.
Let's get back to this one. Desiree is upset.
Michelle is Colleen's trigger. Trigger!
Desiree is upset and says that the challenge was the worst moment of her life.
It was pretty bad.
She wants James to go home, but James wants Desiree to go, so they want each other to go. James chats with Angela to get her vote. Angela talks about how hard her life has been lately. Jay previously mentioned that. Kellen tries to make a pitch to Angela to stay with them.
She's all over the place.
It's true. She is. I mean, that's... But at the end, she's like all over the place, but then she kind of votes...
I wonder if producers just ask her in like the interviews, like, give us one for
each. Every time she's like all over, and then she just ends up being very.
She's not Debbie all over the place. I mean, you don't have to cut her loose because she's loyal with
That's
the vote.
True.
So.
I think she's only had one job being in the Army. So.
Well, that's a pretty big job.
Coming home from Army, mother.
These are my awards. The seals for marksmanship.
And I was a model.
Anyway, Jeff asked how it feels to be on one of the worst tribes in history. And
Jacob said they were the greatest tribe in the history of Survivor.
Yeah, and Jacob did real well.
Well, he kept... They're a terrible tribe.
But that's not fair, because it's had like three
it's
different
had three,
sets
yeah,
of
different
people
swaps.
In it. Like, that's not
so
fair.
It's really
but,
just
but
Michael
it,
that's
it
the worst.
But it doesn't matter. They just lose.
It's just Teen Angel that's the worst.
Teen Angel. Teen Angel. Will you be mine?
Beauty school dropout.
Different movie.
I know.
Yeah.
That's the one I know.
Oh, man.
Desiree talks about how horrible she felt after the challenge, but she has to get back up after she falls. And then they ask, do you vote with your head or with your heart? So do you vote with your head or your heart? Or you're like Kellen and you say to lead with both.
That's what a serial killer would say. Always got your options open.
Well, your gut's still your brain. It's just the inner portions of your brain that don't have any language functions, so you can't explain why you feel that way.
You should always vote with your head, but
I think it's the limbic brain.
Mistakes made is when you vote with your heart.
It's your heart's your brain, too. It's just that's a different... Your heart doesn't think.
I say as long as you're not getting voted out next, it's there. You can't go wrong.
And the queen stays
and
the queen stays queen.
James is voted out. He looks kind of pissed, but he wishes everyone the best of luck.
You know, he was pretty ticked, but he was a good sport about it.
Yeah, he was. But I did laugh when he said, didn't see that blind side coming. You knew you were on the bottom.
That is true.
I go, but it's looked at poor Michael. Either he was looking into Michael's eyes, Teen Angel, or he just was like he had the death stare. I go, is he going to hit him? But he did handle it with some class.
Yeah,
I did like the way he handled it. Like I said, not to see the blind side coming. It wasn't like your alliance voted you out.
Yeah, exactly.
That's not really. It wasn't really a blind side.
It's a good blind side, guys. I know it was either me or the other person, but seriously, a good blind
side. I really thought it was going to be the other person.
And no one came and told me, hey, vote for Michael. So, yeah, I was blindsided. It was bad.
So, anyway, James went home. The end. Literally the end.
Yep. Yeah.
And then we had some weird Alexa commercial that was actually kind of cool, you think about it.
Oh, it threw me off because I was fast-forwarding. I stopped. I go.
That's a good ad. Like, if you're fast-forwarding on your DVR and it makes you stop.
Yeah.
Kudos. Yeah. Amazon. Jeff Bezos.
Great
ruthless.
Ad.
Hashtag ruthless. All right. So that is the episode. Colleen, do we have any
We have a
feedback?
Bunch of feedback. Right. Sometimes I forgot to charge my iPad, so I need to log into it on the computer now.
Oh, I got my charger right here. See?
Oh.
J Studio has all the
Jay's
accoutrement you need.
I thought it was just Studio West. It's
Studio West,
Now it has a name?
What did I
call
Studio
it?
West.
Did I call it anything?
You said J Studio.
You just said James.
J Studio. Right, sorry.
Yeah. J Studio, a.k.a. Studio West. Ooh, there we go.
What was the Studio West? The old studio at the
This
old
is
house?
Studio Wester. Westeros.
Well, Northwester.
I got to get rid of some of this charger stuff.
Is it just depressing you now?
No, it's just, why do I have all this? Why do I have it all?
I have a game-worn Tony Gwynn jersey behind me.
I saw that. I saw that.
Inspiration to be
You
great.
See, with the new stadium now is going to cost $5 billion
For
in
what?
L.A.?
Yeah,
the stadium, it's double what they thought it was going to cost.
It's their problem. Sorry. Yep.
Wow, this is super exciting.
Well we're waiting for you to charge the iPad.
Yeah, seriously, if you just had your iPad charged, you wouldn't have this.
This wasn't our fault, James.
Yeah. Jeez.
What?
I was blindsided. I didn't know I'd have to read feedback on my iPad that wasn't charged.
I knew I had feedback. I just didn't know it wasn't charged.
I even went upstairs and got you the iPad.
You did. All right, let me start this. Okay. Oh, here we go. Just as I logged in on actual Gmail, it started on the iPad, which it's always logged into, which makes life easier. Okay. First email has a visual. So, Jay, I will show you this visual.
Okay.
Oh, I get left out.
You got left out. All right, I'm just kidding. All right, let me forward it to you. I will send this. You got it to your email?
I got it.
Okay. So, what it says is, this is from Jeff. It says, there's a Donald Glover on this show, and when watching Tribal Council, I can't help but seeing a Chris Pratt.
Yeah, I can see it.
Okay. Yeah, I can see that.
I totally see that. And this email compares Teen Angel to Chris Pratt.
Yeah, I can see that.
Yeah, me too. So
We agree on that.
Thank you, Jeff. We go over to Sean. Hashtag so you want to be a creative. Hashtag a bunch of symbols. Oh, here we go. I shouldn't be this psyched for a tribe swap. S-H-I-T, I think, is how I spell hashtag in characters. Three tribes. I'll provide Morgan, that's his daughter. It's commentary too. She said, Sai, please get rid of him, Bradley, tonight. Well, Morgan, you are wrong, because Bradley my boo is Bradley my hottie.
Bradley my boo. Okay.
Bradley my hottie.
I can feel the jealousy. I can hear it in your voice, Jay.
I'm not jealous. No.
Sorry. I like people with brown hair and green eyes. It's my type, apparently.
No, it's fine. You know.
Does he have green eyes?
Jay has green eyes. Bradley has green eyes. Oh yeah.
She actually said that, though. It's like, Jay has green eyes. Bradley has green eyes.
Babu has green eyes.
He totally does. All right.
All right, okay. So Bradley Boo has green eyes.
Hashtag Bradley Boo. Yeah, there we go. Okay.
Boo Bradley.
No, Bradley Boo.
Oh, I'm sorry. I thought that you were saying it the other way.
No, Bradley Boo.
Okay, Bradley Boo.
Okay, the
Boo.
The goodwill Chris gained with the mom story last week. God, shut up. Everyone on your new tribe is already sick of hearing you speak.
Can you imagine? We all know that person.
I know.
And you're on somewhere where it's 24 hours a day, no internet, no TV, no place to get away. And someone just talks about themselves like that.
Ugh.
I just would like, and you don't want to leave because you don't want to ever, you know, leave the tribe. But God, I would go out and drown myself or something. I don't know.
Vote me off.
Truth.
Okay. Models might be self-absorbed, says the self-absorbed man. Self-absorbed man. Morgan says, I still like him, but him, self-absorbed. No. Then laughs. Jack, I have to watch commercials. CBS All Access doesn't have DVR and the DirecTV. DirecTV Now one stinks. That's what we're talking about, the dilly, dilly, dilly thing last week.
Okay. I'm sorry, Sean, but...
Dilly, dilly. I clearly didn't listen last week.
Yeah, you clearly don't, so that's okay. You barely watch the show. No, I'm just kidding.
Dilly Dilly's the Bud Light thing.
Michael should be able to run his tribe. I hate the new purple team. Bradley and Dom, poor Donathan, and week 6 still know nothing about Chelsea. Is Chelsea gonna be like the right before the merge boot or something? Is that why we don't know anything about her? Or is she just like a random?
She wins it all.
She wins
and
it all.
And Survivor is never on again.
Well, if there's a double elimination episode sometime soon, it's going to be Chelsea and Libby. Because, again, who is Libby?
Michelle. Michelle won. Anything's possible.
She was behind Morgan going home. Remember?
No.
Remember Morgan?
Which one was Morgan?
Don't trust the cute. She said, don't trust the cute girl.
Oh, that's right. That was Libby?
Libby was don't trust the cute girl, and then we haven't heard from Libby since.
Oh, that's right.
Except when she said, can I sit here next
that's
to you?
That's right. That was the week that the baby was screaming before the episode started. The following week was the week the baby was screaming during our episode. Okay. I got it now. I'm all on
she
it.
She got there, ladies and gentlemen.
I got there. Parvati 2.0, I wouldn't go that far.
You're too distracted from Boo Bradley.
Bradley Boo.
Bradley Boo. Because when you say Boo Bradley, it sounds like Boob Radley.
either way, I'm okay with it.
Morgan says, please get rid of this guy. Dom is eh. Brad, get rid of the physical education teacher I like. Got rid of the PE teacher I liked. Stephanie and almost Michael. Now the Humira commercial is making her sad. Why the hormones? Oh, she's going to have hormones for a while. Good luck. We never stop. We never stop with them. Some would say that's why
worse.
We can't be president. Day 17. Love this challenge. Anyone else get the sense that Orange is in the lead in spite of Dez's screaming? Good thing the rest of the tribe is trusting her. Ouch. I should just use Sean's email as my notes for each week. Because he gets way like better notes than I do.
He's pretty spot on.
Yeah. Ouch. Fat Lip Libby. Oh, my God. Can we call her Fat Lip Libby?
Does Libby want to be called Fat Lip Libby?
Everybody stop listening to this and say Fat Lip Libby really fast. Ouch, bloody nose, Chelsea. This is where Des is going to lose it. Her screaming indicates no ability to trust and poor leadership. Yes, young Lando wins. Malolo, screaming doesn't work. Send Des home. She blew this. Until Michael mentioned this is Survivor Ghost Island, I actually forgot about it. Are they done with it? Exactly. We thought we were wondering the same thing.
Not until Jack said it. I was like, oh, yeah, that was a thing.
That was a thing. They actually, there was no talk of reversing any curse, was there?
Mm-mm.
Well, no, I think Michael said, I'm not doing anything to reverse the curse or something like
that. Yeah, maybe he did.
Yeah, my question is, how do we reverse the curse of this season? Or how do we reverse the curse of Michelle's season? That's the
no, how do we reverse the Malolo curse?
That's your next survivor.
Yeah, there you go.
Now you want to work with Angela. Things.
Welcome to Survivor. Michelle broke the show. How can we fix it again?
You bring in all the
Tommy
haters.
Is so pissed right now.
Stop.
You bring in all the hater voters, and they're going to have to vote for somebody, right?
Well, she did something right because she won, because people voted for her. So stop.
It's the trigger is building.
Yeah, she sat there and went, this was her strategy.
I hate you. Now you want to work with Angela. Things like this are why the social game is the most important. Like Michelle's tribal council.
Wait, did you put that in the email or put that in there?
No.
No, oh. So you put that in there.
Oh, so you self-added the email?
Yeah.
Tribal. Malolo, the 1919 to 2003 Red Sox of Survivor. Ha. Funny, Angela just used a baseball analogy. Oh, this was merch it, talk. Is the merch it,
wait,
next?
Wait,
can't be.
Hold, wait,
at least
wait,
one
out.
Or two
you
more,
didn't
right?
Say, did it say Red Sox or White Sox?
Red Sox. I know. They still haven't won.
What year was it? 19.
No, White Sox and Red Sox have won.
No,
1919 to 2000 what?
Well, it was 2004 when they finally won.
Okay, so it was the Red Sox. I thought he was going with the Black Sox analogy, but no. It is. I apologize, Sean. It is the Red Sox. That's when they traded Babe Ruth.
Shut up, Kellen. Shut up, killing. Enough with the original tribe logic. Right on, James. I want her or Dez to be gone. Shut up, Kellen. Nice non-answer. Boo! Is James thinking what I'm thinking? That since Dez only got one vote, they all voted for him? That is a cool Fire TV commercial, Alex. Oh, I'm not going to say this sentence because ours will start to do that. He says yes.
She can't hear you from here. You're fine.
Clearly, you don't listen to the broadcast and how Alexa has started talking to me the last two episodes in a row and scared the ever-living S out of me, especially last time.
Ever-living poo?
Yeah. Yeah, she starts talking out of nowhere, like she did last night. Remember, she started talking last night out of nowhere.
Yeah,
on
so you're
the
saying,
highest volume
so you're
possible.
So since she talks, you're saying Alexa could not win Survivor.
She could not win Survivor. Maybe this season, we'll see. Morgan just said, "I think I'm going to try for Survivor when I'm 18. Think about it. I pretty much just eat white rice and water now. I don't like to eat. But I'm pretty sure I don't annoy a bunch of people. Got to get those hormones under control, Morgan. Though, got to do that, girl." Love this girl. No, we don't starve her. She always had a bland diet. Good episode. Hopefully it starts to get better. This will be decidedly middle of the pack season. Sean from North. It finally feels like spring in Boston. Next email is from Victoria, predictable
Victoria.
Survivor.
Victoria.
Victoria.
Oh no. Why'd you go there?
That's what I thought you were doing.
I was going, victorious.
I was going, Victoria, they say you got the answer, but it's not.
Well, you and Colleen were on the same page. I was going, Biggie Smalls.
Yeah.
Or no, yeah, Notorious B.I.G.
It's actually Gloria, but I always say Victoria because of the TV show.
Yes, that's what I just did too. Well, I just did it a lot worse than you did. Okay, well then, who is the idiot that did the edit for this episode? It was obvious when Dez had her confession at the beginning of the program that whatever tribe she was on was going to lose. I am really impressed by Laurel. She's becoming a front runner for me. I love how she handled Chris. You know who cannot be trusted? Michael. He was the most entertaining part of the episode, other than my chocolate Hershey Kiss eye candy Wendell. Oh, so let me say this smoother. My chocolate Hershey Kiss eye candy Wendell. I can't believe the whole tribe voted for Michael.
And Wendell's handsome. I could get behind Wendell.
Wendell's very handsome. I just happen to think that Bradley is very handsome.
And he also has a great personality.
Great personality, smart.
Smart.
Self-made man.
Yeah.
I can't believe the whole tribe voted for Michael. That's actually a good idea because if they lose again, they will vote out Angela because they want to keep the strongest male. Michael, you tricky youngster. Side note, I wonder if people know they can look for idols. Jeez, talk to you later. Okay, wait. Okay, I call BS Victoria, because we were just complaining a few weeks ago. I think we were like complaining with you that they look for idols too frequently, and now we're complaining that they don't look for idols enough.
Hey, another thing on the blind.
Never happy.
Actually, is this the first episode of Survivor in the last like 20 years that they haven't spent an episode looking for an idol?
It's true.
I just thought of something else on Jane's being shocked by the blind side. He even said that Michael put his name down before.
That's right.
Anyway, I just.
But yeah, do you guys notice that? That was actually kind of, I thought, a nice. I didn't even think about idols, so that was cool. Right?
Well, I thought about it. I said, why aren't they looking for an idol? But
yeah.
That's cool.
But, yeah, it was a bit predictable this episode, but that's okay.
Sure.
I did think that there was a very good chance that Desiree could go home because of the opening confessional. I thought maybe that she was gone, and then they talked about how, you know, you got to pick yourself back up. But so while it was predictable who would be in trouble, I was pleasantly surprised at who didn't go home, because I like Desiree. I think that she could be a good character moving forward. And our last email is from Mandy. Shouldn't Wendell have had to take his entire tribe back to get the third bag? Oh yeah. Did he not do that?
I just wonder sometimes, like, when Jeff's doing these challenges, where it's just like there's so much chaos, like, F it. It's fine.
Actually, that's what you would do, Jay. I'm glad she said that, because I thought the same thing. I go, he should have had to take the whole tribe back with him.
Yeah.
I mean, him being able, did he have to go under everything, or did he run around to get the...
Maybe they just didn't show it.
It was just him running back for it to bring it back.
Something that was weird. Like, it was kind of weird. It like clicked with me, but not really. You're right. He did. Yeah, I don't know.
We forgot to talk about how Chelsea was fighting over a bag that wasn't hers.
Oh, that's right. Maybe because I was confused as to who Chelsea was and what team she was on. But
I think the person shouting to her was confused.
Like, who is this girl?
What's that production person doing?
Yeah.
I agree with Mandy. He should have had to take the whole tribe back under through it, get the thing, and come all the way back through. It should have been some kind of punishment there.
Yeah, you're right. I kind of thought it was weird, but didn't even really register with me. Like, that's right. He did do that. Okay, anyway, or didn't do that. Will the curse of Malolo ever be reversed?
Nope.
No.
Why didn't anyone go to Ghost Island? Are we supposed to forget that that's a thing this season?
Apparently.
Hashtag Bradley is hot. No, Mandy, it's hashtag Bradley boo.
Well, we just made up in this show, in fairness to her.
To Mandy. Yeah.
She'll have it right next week. Boo Bradley.
No, it's Bradley boo.
That's not just like Boo Bradley from Kill.
Hey,
Boo
Bradley, yeah.
Can we get that trending next week? Boo Bradley?
No, Bradley boo.
I think we can get it trending.
But if you do boo, it's Boo Bradley.
Yeah. You just laughing because it says boob. What are you, 10? What are you, 12? Is that the latest Ramblecast?
Yeah, if you're 12, you could have joined the Ramblecast.
I'm just glad I'm not part of that show right now.
Why?
No reason.
Did you listen to it?
No, I didn't.
Then you have no idea what we're talking about.
All I know is there's been calls for...
Well, it's only been out for the last 8 hours, so...
Give it time.
Yeah, give it time.
We warn people ahead of time.
Yeah, at least nobody wrote an email afterwards. At least nobody wrote an email calling you a liar and a thief. That happened to me.
Really?
Stay tuned for the next episode of the broadcast.
A liar and a thief.
A liar and a thief. Which technically, I guess I am both, but there was something about reading it in print that I was like, you're right. So stay tuned next week.
So if you're a liar and a thief, we're supposed to believe you that Bradley's hot?
No. Bradley's a thief. He stole my heart. JK. Anyway, I think that's all I got. Jeremiah, would you like to take it away with tally the vote?
Let's tally those votes. Action Jackson.
Jack, 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 Jack,
Since we didn't do a preview episode for this season, you may have gotten the first points of the season.
All right. So, it's over. 2 years in a row, I've won it.
Jack, this is really sad. We're in the lead with 1 point.
Woohoo! We should have watched all the videos.
That's why we can't gamble any points, because I wouldn't have enough to pay anybody.
See, and you guys make fun of me for this point game and doing the things, but we didn't do this time, and look at now it's so much tougher.
Anyway. I said I wanted to do it, but you guys said no. I didn't want to do it.
Sure. Revisionist history. John, you did nothing for me with Dom. Thanks. But no thanks.
I said it was a dumb pick.
Anyway. All right. So, Jack, you are up first this week.
All right. Who will go home next week? Let's see. My screen just went away. I got to remember their names. Let's see here. I'm going to go... on a roll with 1 point in a row. I'm going to go, it's going to be Jenna.
Jenna. All right, Colleen.
Is Jenna the one that I voted for last week?
She has the yellow bathing suit. Or whatever she has.
I don't think of women in that terms. No, I'm just kidding. Is Jenna the one that I would have picked last week, Jay? Can you look at your thing?
No, you picked Chris last week.
I did. Because I feel like Jenna is not long for this game either. But you know something? I'm going to go with Libby.
The Angel of Death.
Well, she was the second death of season two of Ross. Sorry.
Two for the road.
She reminds me a little of Elizabeth Hasselbeck.
Elizabeth Hasselbeck.
Just throwing it out there.
Hasselbeck, yeah, no, I know who she is. I'm just saying it out loud so I can envision her.
Tim Hasselbeck's wife.
Yes.
The lesser Hasselbeck.
He's Elizabeth Hasselbeck's husband.
On ESPN, I saw they had both Hasselbecks on. And I felt bad for Tim just because his brother is so much more handsome than
Stop
him.
It, you're awful.
But does his brother still have hair? Is that what you're saying?
They're both bald. But they're both bald? Is it Matt Hasselbeck? I just feel Matt Hasselbeck. Hasselbeck is the better looking of the two. It's like,
well, Matt played till he was like 50 years old.
So. I know, obviously better player. Oh, better looking.
Speaking of, we need to send good thoughts and vibes out to Rex Culpepper, Brad and Monica's son, who has cancer.
Oh no!
No,
he has to go through. So he was diagnosed with testicular cancer back in May, and then they found. He's in college. He's at,
oh, man.
Yeah. And then they found that it had spread to the lymph nodes in his stomach when they operated on it. So he has 100 hours of chemotherapy ahead of him, according to the article that I read. So good vibes out there to the Culpepper family, because cancer sucks and it's really tough for everyone. So.
And very true. Very true. All right, so we'll see if anybody gets any points.
Well,
didn't say mine.
You didn't
say
yours. I was going to say. I was like, did I space out and miss this?
No, I wrote mine down, but I didn't say it, so I thought I was already done. Chelsea is my pick.
Her?
Was she funny or something? Yes, that's my pick for week 6. So there you go. All right, that's it for the tallies. Thank you for all of our listener feedback, and thank you, Colleen and Jack, for your fantastic podcasting.
And thank you to our patrons.
Especially Tack from Tokyo, Eckhart Richter, Molly the Millennial, and Ed the Letter Carrier.
And Maggie.
Do we have I haven't been on since Maggie's become.
It's only been a week.
We tried to come up with one on the spot.
We haven't gotten any yet.
Maggie's
pretty good. Maggie. Should we do it like how she says bye-bye, like, Maggie?
Maggie, bye-bye.
Maggie, bye-bye.
Well, how can you become a patron? That's what I want
to
know.
Well, you can become a patron by going to jayandjack.com and clicking on the Become a Patron link today. You can find out all of that information there. Also, if you buy stuff on Amazon, go to jayandjack.com/Amazon for all of your Amazonian needs.
That's how Maggie became debt-free. She only shops on Amazon.
Especially jayandjack.com/Amazon.
Yes, exactly.
Check out the other shows on the network. I have been on indefinite hiatus for the Ramblecast, which means it's only gotten better. So check it out.
I heard it's gotten more like a Married Man show,
which is dangerous. But
that's what I've heard.
And you know, what's funny is at first we were trying to figure out who to blame. Then when we traced our steps, it was me. So
I was going over that with Nick. Well, actually, I heard that it was Boston, and then you made this. Boston did the setup joke, and then you swung for the fences. And
yeah, I probably did. Well, I think whoever brought on the spray-on condom is started it, and then it just went from there.
Oh boy,
that would be Matt. From what I've heard,
check out the show to hear that. Colleen's broadcast with Amanda and Shandy is in full swing as well. Even though she took a week off this week for my birthday,
we got to find out why you're a liar.
I did. I was tired. What?
Yeah, we gotta find out if you are a liar and a thief, or one or the other. Or
I mean, I guess technically I am. You'll have to listen to the last episode, that the one that's out on the feed as you're listening to this, and then, although I don't want to, because apparently, you know, good discussion, but not for me.
We do have a special show coming up that we can't announce yet. But
oh, yeah, that's right.
Be on the lookout on your feeds. We're really excited about it. Premiere on the
Danger Network. My favorite show of all time.
Yes, so, new show dropping this weekend?
Yeah, probably.
If we can get it together.
Yep, maybe by Easter, if we're lucky. We'll see. All right, that will do it. Until next time, hasta luego and goodbye.
Bye.
Peace out.